Friday, July 11, 2025, 14:02 and 04 seconds.
I'll take this right quick. I got an emergency.
911, what is the exact location of your emergency?
Did you say he's blue? He's turning blue.
Okay. Is he breathing at all?
Is he breathing at all? Is he breathing? He doesn't have a pulse. I'm on the phone.
Can you get the phone next to the patient?
I can't go in. He's on the MRI table. So are y'all going to do CPR? Yes, they're doing it now.
Okay. And this is a male patient, correct? Do you know how old he is?
Yes. Let me find his chart. I'm just getting his age. He's 66. He is a pacemaker patient. And he was in the middle of an MRI.
All right,
pacemaker defibrillator patient, yeah.
Is there an AED available?
Yes.
Can you go ahead and grab that AED?
Okay, can you grab the AED? He's grabbing it now, as we speak.
Can you let me know when he has that AED?
Yes. He has it.
Okay, I need you to position the AED close to the patient's left ear on a dry, non-metallic surface free of any hazardous materials.
Close to the patient's left ear? Yes, right here. She's getting out. Close to the patient's left ear, non-metallic surface. Okay, turn it on.
Now lift up the shirt to access the patient's bare chest.
We have his bare chest. I'm placing the pads on his chest as we speak.
Okay. Now the pads must be placed 3 to 5 inches from his pacemaker.
That pad needs to be placed 3 to 5 inches from his pacemaker.
Okay.
Now, 3 to 5.
Are the pads plugged into the machine?
Are the pads plugged into the machine?
Open and attach the self-adhesive pads directly to the skin of the patient. The pads will be marked showing proper placement.
They're getting it on. 1 second, they need to plug it in again. Sorry.
You're fine. Just let me know as far as where they're at within steps there, and I continue to give you further instruction. All right, now, are the pads...
It's plugged in. Okay, we got it plugged in, pads attached.
Okay, and one pad should be placed on the upper right side of the patient's chest, directly below the collarbone. The other pad should be placed on the patient's left chest with the top of the pad a few inches below the armpit.
Andre, how many more pads you got? Is that the only pad?
Yeah, we don't have another. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Just let me know where you're at there as far as in the steps and once the pads are...
Right now they're doing compressions on his chest, compressions.
Okay.
What's wrong with the pads?
We can't find the connection port. Connecting them now. We are doing CPR. We're trying to get the pads plugged in. I can't tell if they're on. The police is here. I think the ambulance is on the way.
Okay.
I think that's his defibrillator shocking, trying to get him back in with him.
Okay, so now the AED that is plugged in, can you, if you can't...
Hold on, let me see. No, we haven't plugged this pad in. We can't find the plug-in for the pad. Fire safety is here now.
Okay. Well, if medics are there with you, I'll go ahead and let you go.
Yes, medics is here. Fire safety is here.
Okay. Now, are they there with you with the patient?
They're in the room with the patient as we speak.
Okay. I'll go ahead and let you go.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Absolutely. Thank you.
Right here.